All right, it is like 4 in the morning, 4:21, and I can't sleep, so I'm going to do a ham radio. Man, hear those creaks, listen to this. That's my recorder. I guess it hasn't survived totally being dropped 800 times and going through a fire and being dropped in a toilet. All right, so me and Craig went to see Smashing Pumpkins, and it was really cool, and I always wanted to see Billy Corgan live, and it made me realize I should try to go to more live shows because it's fucking cool. So Mother is playing in a month with Hannah Georges, and I like both of them a lot, so I got Brad to pick up some tickets, and I'm gonna go to that. So this episode is gonna be some Mother songs, but starting off with some Hannah Georges songs, like she's the opener, you know, like she's gonna be at the show. Cool, right? So these are all alternate versions of songs that I got off YouTube. And first I'm going to play, it's her and some guy doing a little acoustic guitar version of Lover's Breakdown, that of her older songs, that's my favorite one. And then I'm going to play this little interview from the same little session or the same place where they ask her about the song and what it means. And it's pretty cool because I've never really heard her talk before. I always heard that she was from Vancouver, but it turns out she's actually from Ontario, and she's got a bit of that Ontario accent, that standard Canadian thing. But it's just mostly that her whole accent just changes from the way she sings, and the way she talks is way more casual and just kind of laid back, and it was surprising to me. And then we'll go right into the other Hannah Georges song I'm going to play is from her new album that just came out. There's this song called Shorty that it's weird on the first listen. I was like, oh, it's kind of a silly little song. And then it became one of my favorite songs. It's like just really good. It's like the chorus is I'm going to dance until the cops come. And sometimes, I don't know, I like that sometimes. Just this, like songs that are just kind of vapid, but just like really like aggressively vapid, kind of, or like, you know, this is my fucking life, these are my values, even if it's something weird that I don't care about myself, just that it, the character in this song, it's just like, this is what's happening, this is what I give a fuck about, and that's cool. I like that. So here's Lover's Breakdown and Shorty by Hannah Georges.
Little do you know you've got a hold on me, and I've tried, but there's no place to hide. I come crawling back at your feet. Oh, it's a game I play. No winners, losing, lovers breaking. Yeah, lost in this moment with you. Let's get away, say to hell with it. Go beyond the blue now. I don't care what they say. No winners, losing, lovers break down. Yeah, winners, losing, lovers break down. Oh, little dude.
you tell us a bit about the song that you just played for us called Lover's Breakdown?
I can do that, yes. That's kind of an older song, like three years ago. And it's about, it's inspired by a past relationship that I was in. And it was just one of those relationships where we knew it wasn't right, but we couldn't kind of let go of each other. And mm-hmm. I think I win like the record for breaking up with somebody and getting back together.
So after the 16th time, you decided, I got to write this down.
Actually, I wrote this song while we were still like, we were on a rocky part. And then we got back together. And I think I played it for him. And he was like, is everything okay? Like, yeah. Mm. No, it's not.
Do you find that as a writer, it's do you find yourself drawn more to real stories, or do you find yourself drawn to maybe indulgences or
writing? For me, comes from a very personal place. I'm inspired when I'm, you know, something's going down with me, or you know, whether it is somebody else that's I'm singing about, it's still affected me in some way. So it's all really personal stuff.
How do you feel about hearing your songs externally, in the sense of like you know, being out and hearing your songs on the radio or seeing them in on television?
It's cool.
You've had that experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other day I was sitting in Starbucks. Randomly, my song came on in there, and I was like, this is rad. It was a really cool feeling. I was having a pretty shitty day, too, and I was just like, sweet, I feel better.
Did you have to resist the urge to stand up and go, that's me?
No, I just kind of like put on my coat and was like, pace.
Just feeling it.
Peace out, Starbucks. See you later. I'll be back tomorrow.
Now, that album, or your debut full length.
Mm-hmm. I got my hair done right. Got my ladies coming from back out. Yeah, the move feels nice. If it's too much, then the night it's gonna happen. I'm not a player, not a hater. I'm your lover, and I want your love feeling. So shorty, back up, baby, it's mine.
Just another.
That was actually in that song Shorty. That was Ryan from Mother Mother singing backup, playing guitar on that song. Because that's how I heard of Hannah Georges, is like, our ears out, the line goes, is Brad is the first one who knew Mother Mother. He saw them play twice in Fredericton in 2007, way early on. And he hooked me on to their first album, which is fucking awesome. I mean, they're all good, but that really grabbed me. I was like, wow, this band is fucking super good. And then I missed them in New York because they were the opening band, and I was late. I got to sort of blab to them for just a second. I met the singer guy and the bass player dude. But then when I moved back to New Brunswick in 2009, me and Matt missed them again because they were opening in Moncton. But then finally in 2010, when I moved to Toronto, I finally saw them. Me and Brad went. And Hannah Georges was their opener, and that's how I heard about her and started listening to her. Then in 2011, me and Craig went to see Mother Mother, and now in 2012, me and Brad are going again. So after those, like, two misses early on that were just, like, such a kick in the nuts, now I've seen them every year since, so it's going pretty good. Thumbs up to you, Toronto. So Mother Mother, one of the coolest things about this band is the three-part harmonies. Like, just, I don't know any other band that sounds like this, where they've got the main guy singing, and then his sister, and then another female vocalist. And man, like, he just, when he's backed up by these two girls, like, it just sounds so good. And one of the cool things about this band is, like, they'll play in all kinds of weird environments. If you look them up on YouTube, like, just playing in street corners and in houses and whatever, like, they'll just play in different weird places. Now it's way more just normal shows, but I guess more when they were coming up. And sometimes it's literally just the main guy and a guitar and the two girls, and that's it. And it sounds so awesome. And then they'll add to it if they can, you know, like, I think at least one of the songs I'm going to play today has got pretty much the whole band going, like, electric and everything, but a lot of these are just acoustic and stuff. Yeah, and I don't know, just like any different permutation of this band always sounds good. I'm going to start off with, this is from their newest album, The Sticks. This song is called Dread in My Heart, and on the album it never really stood out to me too much, but this is just, again, it's just them just like in someone's house in front of a fireplace, just really stripped down, just the one guitar and the three vocalists. And this way, man, this song sounds so good this way. It's really great. So this is Dread in My Heart by Mother Mother.
There's a god-awful awful shitty feeling of dread in my heart, and I can't seem to change my attitude, but I can change my shirt, cause you know how actually at times it can be a good start, but not today. There's still a god awful shitty feeling of dread in my heart. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, here's another stripped down song. This is Burning Pile. That's my favorite song from their second album. I don't have any songs from their first album in this little group of things. I was gonna play Dirty Town. There's this cool version of it on YouTube where, again, it's just them in a room playing. But when it's just audio only, it was a little too rough without, I don't know, seeing the visuals of them playing, like, smooths it out. But when I gave it a listen just as audio, it was not quite there. But this one, this is a little bit of a rough recording also, but this song is so good. Like, just instantly this song, right away, from the first time I heard the album, I was like, whoa, dude, that's my favorite song. And it has stayed my favorite song. It is so freaking good. So let's listen to that, Burning Pile by Mother Mother. It's a couple days later. It's about 11 o'clock at night now. I was just at a coffee shop doing some writing. Started reading this comic called Fun Home by Alison Blechdel. I'm not sure how to say her last name. I'm only about 30 pages in, but man, it's really good. So far, I recommend it. It won a lot of awards and stuff in 2006. Yeah, it's really good. So, where were we with the Mother Mother? I believe I just played Burning Pile. I was gonna try to play something off each of their albums. Did I say that already? Cut that, who cares? It's starting to get a little cold, but the weather's not too bad yet. I heard New York had a big snowstorm after they just had the giant hurricane that just fucked shit up. It's not bad living by a lake. I mean, it's huge. It's one of the Great Lakes, you know? It's like the ocean, except it doesn't get fucking crazy. And it actually gets warmer at night around here. Something called the lake effect. I don't know how it works, but the weather tends to calm down after the sun goes down. All right, here is the title track from the new Mother Mother album, The Styx. It's a pretty cool album. It's kind of weird and sort of dark and strange, and there's a lot of songs about this sort of same basic theme of this song, which is just, on the surface anyway, about getting the fuck away from the world, from society, getting out into some weirdness, which The Stand from their last album was kind of about that too. So here's a nice little stripped down acoustic version of The Styx. This is a really cool song.
Of an island, maybe. Oh, a couple lago take me. I'm looking to isolate me, terra incognita, baby. I'm getting away from all the la-di-da, 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 oh, la-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da. Chocolate. Ain't no way she could resist. And I'll bring my papa's tricks. Cause there ain't no helpline in the sticks. Ha, 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 ha. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da.
Okay, I'm back home now, and I'm in the bathroom. And it would be weird if anyone could hear me talking to myself. So I'm talking very, very quietly. This next song is a cover of that Violent Femmes song. What the fuck is it called? You know, the real famous one. Yeah, the Tim Hortons bathroom is closed up for the night. You gotta get buzzed in. I couldn't be bothered. Feels so good to pee. See, that's not even that much pee, but that felt desperate to me. My dumb bladder. I gotta go back to the bladder doctor and sort this shit out, yo. Anyway, you know, Violent Femmes. And again, this is them recording it just in a radio station or a hotel room or something. Kind of stripped down, but very cool. Kiss Off? Is that what this song's called? Anyway, whatever. Here's the song. Another day later, let's wrap this up. I think my roommates are still asleep, so I'm gonna talk quietly. I just woke up, it's like noon and a half. Feel alright today, it's good. You know, some days I wake up and I'm like, yeah, man, I'm up. Some days I wake up and I'm like, oh man, it's like a truck hit me in my sleep, which I can't prove didn't happen. Today I feel alright, man. Alright, there's only a couple more little things. First, this is This was like Mother Mother's big hit. First big hit was Oh My Heart. And it's just a ludicrously catchy song from their second album. So this is the most rocked out thing that I'm going to play by them. It's still, this is still a version of them just in a little studio somewhere being a hobo band, but they're all electric'd up. And this is a little different than the album version. There's a lot more organ, keyboard, whatever. Keyboard, I guess, not organ. That'd be cool, though, if you were a band to, like, bring a just a big pipe organ with you, although I guess those aren't very portable. Maybe you could play your show at the local church that has a big cool organ all the time. Anyway, so this is Oh My Heart, and then I'm going to finish with, since I mentioned at the start that I went to see Smashing Pumpkins when, you know, got back in the mood for going to live shows, live music. This is, I'm working on an XO episode about Billy Corgan and about his father and how he got kicked around a lot by his dad when he was a kid. And it's a long ways from being done, but I got this one little part of it done that uses a Hannah Georgia song called Elephant, and I think it turned out really cool. So I'm just going to play this one little segment to finish things off from some future XO. Oh, fuck. Oh, do you ever yawn and, like, somehow you pull a muscle? What the shit? All right. Here's Oh My Heart by Mother Mother.
Yeah. My father had a lot of drug issues, so I'd sort of made up my mind in my teens that I didn't want to have anything to do with drugs or alcohol. The difficulty was that I never sort of put the two together. You know, I saw his choices as his choices. It took me a long time to realize his choices had a negative impact on me. I guess I didn't really think that there was a context by which to talk to him in. Like if I told him, oh, you know, I'm getting the shit kicked out of me every day, you know, that they would have done anything. You know what I mean? It isn't like today where people go to jail for abusing their kids and there's public service messages. I mean, when I grew up, there was no information. There was nothing. It was like there was nowhere to go. So even if somebody pulled you aside, you think, well, I'm just going to get in more trouble. I thought the thoughts in my head were mine alone. I thought the feelings I was having were mine alone. And I was raised to believe that those kinds of thoughts were weak. You know, that to think like that, to think about running away or to think about killing yourself or anything in that context, something, you know, dramatic, was your own problem, that you were weak, that you couldn't deal, you know.